Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, ineye ma'akeru da, medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'akeru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehmpata akan. HIV does not cause a condition called AIDS. It never has. No scientist has ever seen HIV. This they readily admit. The HIV test is a test for an increased level of antibodies within the system. Therefore, when women become pregnant, their bodies automatically, naturally, increase their levels of antibodies so that their immune systems can protect them and the baby or babies more effectively. Because of this increase in the level of antibodies, pregnant women will go to a clinic and the test will often come out HIV positive. Again, no one has ever seen an HIV virus. They have falsely postulated its existence based on increased levels of antibodies in the system. Someone who becomes very stressed will often feel the effects on his or her body. They also often develop increased levels of antibodies. His or her body is attempting to heal itself. If this person goes to a clinic, the so-called HIV test will most often come out positive. Someone who does drugs, be it alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, cigars, heroin, cocaine, crack cocaine, pharmaceutical drugs, and others, the drugs and the behaviors associated with using them affect the antibody level in the individual. The body increases its level of antibodies in an attempt to defend itself. This increase is deliberately misread by doctors as evidence that the so-called HIV virus is present, that the person is quote-unquote infected. An Afurakani or Afurai Kaitnit person who becomes ill and contracts a common ailment such as pneumonia will most often test positive for HIV, not because they have an HIV virus, but because the body has produced more antibodies in its attempt to fight the pneumonia. The same is the case with various other common illnesses. The doctors will tell the person that they are infected, however, with HIV, and further, that they have AIDS. This declaration that they have a disease which does not exist, for AIDS is not a disease. This false declaration will create a great deal of chronic stress within the individual from that point on. Thus, living in constant stress will cause the individual to constantly produce increased levels of antibodies. This person will therefore continue to produce a false positive every time he or she takes an HIV test thereafter. The lie that they are infected is thus perpetuated. The whites and their offspring have manufactured the idea of AIDS being a disease as a means to make Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, black people around the world, assist the whites and their offspring, our enemies, in the process of murdering us. They hope to remove the vast majority of us from the planet through this idea, but their time is up. In Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, the whites and their offspring have directed doctors and clinicians to diagnose someone with quote-unquote AIDS if the person comes into the clinic with one or more of these symptoms. 10% loss in body weight over a 2-month period. Chronic diarrhea, chronic cough, fever. Thus, when an Afurakani or Afurai Kaitnit person develops pneumonia or the common flu, which is easily treatable, they go to the doctor. They have a cough, they have a fever, they have diarrhea, they have lost some weight. The doctor does not properly diagnose them with pneumonia or the common flu, nor does the doctor proceed to give the Afurakani or Afurai Kaitnit person the antibiotics to cure the actual ailment. The doctors ask the Afurakani or Afurai Kaitnit person immediately, Have you ever had an AIDS test? They tell them that they must take the AIDS test first. Of course, the test comes back with a false positive of the mythological HIV infection, which in reality means absolutely nothing. However, because they have this false positive on record, instead of giving the person medication for pneumonia or the common flu, they give them AIDS drugs such as AZT. AZT is a toxic substance which always, always gives people cancer. AZT will give anyone who uses it cancer, healthy or not. This is fact. Once the person dies of cancer caused by the drug AZT, the statistics are falsely entered into the database stating that yet another Afurakani Afuraikaitni person has died of AIDS. The same criminal practice occurs in America and everywhere else that Afurakanu Afuraikaitnu exist on this planet. If you go to a regular checkup, the doctors try to convince you to take an AIDS test. The whites and their offspring know that the test means absolutely nothing. However, if they can get you to take it and get you to believe that the results mean that you have an infection, then they will be able to convince you to get on an AIDS drug. This drug will create cancer within you and murder you over time. They will then say that they tried their best, but you eventually died of AIDS and there was nothing else that they could do. Your family and those connected to you will have no reason to believe that in reality you were murdered. They will therefore have no reason in their spirits, their minds to investigate. They will simply bury you and attempt to move on with their lives. The whites and their offspring have designated the same diseases that we have had in our communities for millennia as now being AIDS related. They are liars, and you black doctors and clinicians who are going along with this program are murdering your own people. You are committing genocide under the direction of our enemies. Wake up. Do the research yourself instead of foolishly following the direction of our enemies. If a person comes down with pneumonia and is treated for pneumonia, they will overcome the pneumonia. If a person comes down with pneumonia and is told that this is not pneumonia, this is AIDS, and are therefore never treated for pneumonia, they will die. They will have been murdered by the liar who kept them from seeking treatment from pneumonia. There are children in their teens who developed bronchitis, pneumonia, or other diseases that are easily treated, yet were never tested for these diseases at all because the white doctor or the black fool parading as a doctor told them they had AIDS. They were then given AIDS drugs, which gave them cancer, and they eventually wasted away. The family, until now, believe that their teenage children died of HIV infection. Infection from a virus which has never killed anyone, anywhere, at any time. Some of you have lost your own teenage children to this lie. Your children were murdered. You owe it to them, to yourself, to your community, to investigate this reality. HIV quote-unquote infection is not killing any Afurakanu Afuraikaitnut. It never has and never will. AIDS is not a disease. Afurakanu Afuraikaitnut, stop taking these AIDS tests, these HIV tests, for they are traps designed to manipulate you through fear and hysteria into getting on AIDS medication, which is actually poison specifically designed to murder you. The whites and their offspring bombard the radio waves, airwaves, billboards, magazines, so-called health fairs in our communities in the effort to scare us into getting quote-unquote tested, to quote-unquote know your status. This is nothing but propaganda designed to lead us to commit assisted suicide in mass. Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, purify your spirits, purify your diets, purify your bodies, purify your behavior. Put down the cigarettes and cigars, put down the alcohol, put down the marijuana, Put down the drugs, for all of these substances, all of them, are weapons used by the whites and their offspring to wage war against us, against our immunity, against our community. If you come down with a disease, have the disease treated. We have our own means of properly determining what the nature of our ailments truly are. Do not allow someone to tell you that you have AIDS in order to force you into taking cancer-causing agents promoted as antiretroviral drugs. The president of South Afurika, Afurait Kaet, Thabo Mbeki, is one of the first presidents in Afurika, Afurait Kaet, to publicly stand up against the AIDS establishment. Investigate the findings of the ANC, the African National Congress. They realized that the whites and their offspring have created the absolute lie that AIDS is killing Africans. A lie created in order to manipulate Afurikani, Afurait Kaetni governments into accepting so-called antiretroviral AIDS drugs into their countries. They realized and realized that the reason that white governments of America, Europe, the Near East, and Asia are trying to force them to accept these so-called AIDS drugs is because the white governments are determined to force us to give our own people cancer-causing drugs in order to make us murder our own people. Ignorant, brainwashed Negroes like Barack Obama have joined in this campaign against Afurika, Afurait Kaet, by perpetuating the lie that Afurikanu, Afurait Kaetnu are dying of AIDS all over Afurika, Afurait Kaet, and the world. The whites and their offspring make billions of dollars employing themselves to quote-unquote research this mythological virus and disease, which they know is mythological, for they created the mythology. The true basis of their research is their working night and day, year after year, to figure out how to convince us that AIDS is a disease of epidemic proportions and that we have it, and also to figure out how to keep us from learning the truth. They enrich themselves in this process, not only through receiving large salaries for such quote-unquote research, but most critically, by bleeding Afurikani, Afurait Kaetni governments of their resources, as well as federal, state, and municipal governments in countries wherever Afurikanu, Afurait Kaetni are found. Monies that would normally have gone to supply medicines and support actual healers, healeresses, and physicians who actually cure real diseases and keep our people alive and healthy and living long lives are stolen and redirected to purchase the deadly AIDS poisons masquerading as medications and antiretroviral drugs. Our resources are stolen and our lives are taken. The truth is that millions of Afurikanu, Afurait Kaetni are not dying of AIDS. Do the research yourself. Chart the statistics yourself. Stop blindly believing in your absolute enemies and their black malfunctionaries. AIDS is not the leading killer of Afurikanu, Afurait Kaetni anywhere in the world, and never has been. It is time for us to awaken to this reality. Afurikani, Afurait Kaetni youth and young adults are daily and nightly encouraged to get AIDS tests. We are constantly lied to about the spread of the HIV infection via sexual activity. The mythological AIDS virus is not, and never was, capable of being transmitted, for there is no AIDS virus. This means that there is no sexual transmission of any AIDS virus. Real sexually transmitted diseases exist. AIDS is not one of them. Dissexuals, so-called homosexuals in the black community, at the beginning of the propagation of the AIDS myth, began dying at higher rates, according to the statistics. However, the truth was never being told. The condition that the whites and their offspring called hepatitis is described by them as being transmissible through sexual activity. They describe it as a disease that has all of the symptoms that are usually promoted as symptoms of full-blown AIDS. They describe it as a disease with no cure. However, the body usually cures itself of some forms of hepatitis after months of illness. When infected with what they call hepatitis, the person will lose weight, become weak, be in pain, have diarrhea, suffer with bouts of nausea and vomiting. This can last for months. Some dissexuals in our community develop what is commonly called hepatitis A or hepatitis B. However, instead of being counseled on how to overcome what is called hepatitis, they were told that they had AIDS. They were then given AZT. They were therefore given cancer. They died. They were falsely placed into the databases as AIDS fatalities. Because some of them had sex with women as well, and because some continue to do so today, some Afurakani Afuraikaitnid women develop what is called hepatitis. Instead of being counseled on how to overcome the disease, these women were and are given AIDS drugs such as AZT, poison. Many died, and many are dying as we speak. This was a perfect setup for the down-low brother phenomenon to create a major scare in the community. The whites and their offspring vigorously promoted this hysteria, for it works into their plans for scaring our women and men into getting quote-unquote tested for HIV. We fear that someone we have slept with in the past may have been connected to someone on the quote-unquote down low. We fear that we may therefore be HIV positive. Thousands of our people have fallen for this scare tactic, went to a clinic, were told that they are HIV positive, and are now on antiretroviral drugs, poisons, which if they do not stop consuming them, will actually murder them. These are only a sample of the myriad ways in which the whites and their offspring have used the myth of HIV equals AIDS to murder scores of our people and assist us in foolishly murdering our own. The truth about what is called hepatitis as well has not been fully disclosed. In addition to the myth of HIV slash AIDS, the whites and their offspring have always created and continue to create chemical and biological weapons for the purpose of murdering Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, creating birth defects within us, creating heart disease, kidney failure, diabetes, hypertension, lung disease, immune deficiency, osteoporosis, and many other diseases within us. We must always be vigilant. We, Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, must recognize that we are involved in a protracted war with the whites and their offspring, which has been ongoing for over 12,000 years. They will be our enemies, all of them, until they become extinct, until we make them extinct. We have the capacity to overcome actual diseases and true conditions of immune deficiency when properly diagnosed. Do the research yourselves. Allow your own Akra, your Ori Inu, your Se, that divine seed of consciousness given to you by Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, to direct you to information which is valid. Allow the Abosom and Nananum Nsamanfo, the Orisha and Egungun, the Vodu and Kuvita, the Arusi and Muo, the goddesses and gods and honored ancestresses and ancestors of Afuraka, Afuraet Kaet, to direct you to competent individuals and groups, Afurakani, Afuraikaitni people who have the experience and capacity to restore balance to your health. Recognize the reality that if the priest or priestess, the elder or elderess whom you trust, has not demonstrated a requisite level of receptivity to the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, meaning that they have not demonstrated that they are spiritually in tune enough to have realized that the HIV slash AIDS myth is nothing more than a genocidal plan against Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Realize that they are not in tune with the spirits they claim to be in tune with. Many Akomfuo, Babalaos, Bonkonons, Mamisis, and other Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnut healers and healeresses, priests and priestesses, have long shown that AIDS is not what the whites and their offspring have claimed it to be. This in contrast to others who perpetuate the lies. Our capacity to survive and to thrive is dependent on our recognition of the external threats and the internal threats to our existence and the complete eradication of both. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan, ene ye ma'al keruda.